I'm not sure what Bazalgette was thinking when he first started making paintings with upside-down imagery. But for me, what I like so much about them is that they can be paintings of things and simultaneously abstract paintings. By inverting the images, Bazalgette found a way to look through the subject onto the colors and forms. I also quite like how unsophisticated of a discovery that was to make. Very simple and even stupid way of thinking about images, but very effective, really. The first upside-down paintings he was making were in the beginning of the 70s. I'm not sure, maybe even he made a few at the end of the 60s. The early ones were much more controlled in terms of how they were painted, almost overly academic studies of the subjects, which were also very academic, like nude models in the studio. By this point in 84, there was a kind of new age of expressionism happening, which Bazalgette was very involved with and responsible for. So the paint handling is aggressive and wild and loose, like he wants to finish the painting as quickly as possible so that he can go have a beer maybe or make another painting. And this way of painting is how Bazalgette was always meant to paint, I think. He's a total natural. I often think that the most important thing in making a painting is to not be too fussy and to make the painting the way that you individually are inclined to make it, not how you want to make it, but how you naturally make it. And for Bazalgette, he naturally makes paintings like a frozen river thawing out and thundering downstream.